Well, let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 4, Mark chapter 4, and this morning we're going to take a prolonged portion of Scripture. We're going to cover verses 21 to 34. Now, we could spend more time on these, but as you remember, I'm trying to keep us moving through the Gospel of Mark, and I think it's appropriate for us this morning to take this as one unit, so you're going to have to stick with me as we fly a little bit through this section. Mark chapter 4, verses 21 to 34. Now, just prior to this passage, our Lord had given the parable of the soils. Remember that? And He had distinguished two kinds of soils, basically. The kind of soil that produces nothing, that was the first three, hard soil, rocky soil, thorny or weedy soil, produces nothing. That is, they don't hear the truth of the gospel and respond. And then He talked about three kinds of good soil that produce 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in terms of fruitfulness. And then He went on to say the difference between the soils that produce nothing and the soils that are productive is hearing the truth, hearing it in the sense that you embrace it and you believe it. And that, of course, is what sets believers apart from non-believers. Non-believers cannot understand the things of God. They do not hear the gospel with believing, submissive ears. Those who are Christ's do. So we can sum it up by saying this: the greatest grace gift given to us, of course, is salvation. But we would know nothing about that salvation were it not for Scripture. So, in reality, the greatest grace gift is divine revelation. The greatest grace gift is divine revelation. Nothing is more important than divine truth. You have to have the truth in order to be saved and sanctified and to have the hope of glory and to be instructed in righteousness. So the greatest thing we have is the Word of God. This is the divine revelation. Alongside that, the distinguishing characteristic of true Christians is that they listen to the Word of God. They hear it, they believe it, they love it, they obey it. That's what distinguishes a Christian, not some past act, not some prayer, not some attendance at church. What distinguishes a true believer is responsiveness to divine truth. It finds a place in their heart. They